In the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah says,
Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Boitkin Ar Yudala, you do a Bedika, one Bedika at night, Rabbi Yudala Chashash, another Bedika during the day, and then again, during the day, you do B'Shash Abir, so Rashi and Tosfos both seem to agree that B'Shash Abir means the sixth hour, during the sixth hour. The Chachamim Aimerim, Loi Bodak Ar Yudalad, Yudak Yudalad, he didn't check at night, so you check during the day, Loi Bodak the Yudalad, Yudak the Teichamoyed, if he didn't check the Yudalad, so you'll check the Teichamoyed, we'll see in a minute what that means. Loi Bodak the Teichamoyed, Yudak the Achamoyed, then you'll check after whatever this Moyed is referring to, you're going to check after the Moyed. The mission can be the mashia and the time of the tip. Whatever you had left over, you hide it. They should let you start the dika after of an order that called them might come. Different to us than we saw in the Gemara before that spoke about this. Now, before we go into the pshat, the different pshatim in the Rishonim, what it means, the teich amoid la'ach amoid, and the pshat in the machloikis, that's just the mashkan of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, my time is at Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara has a shak of Atari. First, the Gemara thinks that the Gemara thinks that it's very dapper. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need three bedikas. And Keneged Shalosh Hashvasha is three times that it says, L'shonish of Tashvisim in the Torah. And therefore, you would need three bedikas. And then the Gemara asks the Kasha on that and it says, no. L'mayis, we see in a Braisa Mepurish, one Braisa, and Marzutra Braisa is more Mepurish, that said, Be'echa Mishlosh Prokem Elalu, that you only need a bedika on one of these three times, not all three. And therefore, the Gemara says, and Mikam Elochu the Pligi, that they're arguing thereafter if any bedika is needed after the third bedika, where Yehuda says that the bedika which is called Shas Habir, there's no bedika that's needed, and Lechayra, I can't do a bedika after that time. And Chacham are saying that there is bedika that's done after that time. We'll see exactly what after that time is. But just on a Pashta level, if you look at Rashi, Dibar Maskel, Rashi says, Alma b'nikan ve'elachu d'pligi. So, L'maisa Rashi says, V'lav b'midi achrina. And not anything else. It's mashma from Rashi that even in the half a minute of the Gemara, it's not that we thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need three bedikas and he's not arguing the mikan ve'elach and thereafter. Both. In the half a minute, we saw both. Rabbi Yehuda, the lashon is that Yitaka need three bedikas, and also he says, he only speaks out the last beer you could do, the last bedika you could do is shachar beer. Just that the Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit hard, because the Gemara says, oh, I see they're arguing about a new thing, mikan ve'elach. It sounds like a little bit from the Gemara. Well, the Chor would seem saying Shvara. First of all, if you read the Mishnah, it sounds this way. And also from Rashi, it looks like what we're saying, we knew the whole time, but Pshat is we thought that it was both. That's what we thought. And therefore, Mechadish, no. The first thing they're not arguing about, both of them are agreeing that you definitely do not need three bedikas. And they're just arguing about Mikan Ve'elas. And then the Gemara goes by there and says that, okay, so they're arguing Mikan Ve'elas. And then the Gemara says, what's Pak of the Pshat? The pshat is that if a Zman of Isser started, Rabbi Yehuda right away is going to tell you, when there's a Zman of Isser Chometz, I'm not going to let you do Bedikah in that Zman. I can't let a Bedikah in the Zman of Isser Chometz. That's basically what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the Gemara, and the Chacham are saying, no, during the Zman of Isser, it's okay. It's not a problem to do a Bedikah in the Zman of Isser. And if you're going to time it to me, Shem Yavol Oichla, if he's bound to something that he's Rogel, Kol HaShana, he's always used to, Loi Bedili Kula Shaita, the whole year he's eating Chometz, so he's going to passively eat it if he does it, but deacon is manavish, is not a wise thing. And that's the Gemara gives an answer that Kivon, that he's Oisik Bishreif also, Michalka Achuminei, since he's Oisik and getting invited, what is he doing? Is he invited to come Mechaibim to do it to get rid of it? He's not going to come eat from it. So that's the Svara that the Chacham is saying. In the middle, they allow you and Mechaib you if you didn't do Bedika to do a Bedika even in his man of Isha. Now let's see exactly a little bit what it is, this man of Isha that the Chacham is speaking about. So if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi said, we'll know, Rashi says, the Teich HaMoed. What does it mean, the Teich HaMoed? Teich HaMoed means, according to Rashi, Bishah Shishis. That's what it means, Teich HaMoed. And what's La'ach HaMoed? Mishay Shah Yisulamala Asha Tefsha. Rashi learned that the Chacham are saying like this, you do a Bedika at night. You didn't do a Bedika at night, you do a Bedika during the day. And if not, the next bedikah is going to be the Teich HaMoed. Teich HaMoed means, which Tosfos points out a little bit shver, the same Shas HaBir that Rabbi Yehuda said, which meant Shas Shishis. So in Rashi, the Teich HaMoed, totally different words, also means the same thing. And La'ach HaMoed, according to Rashi, again, the word Moed, according to Rashi, means Shas HaBir. So La'ach HaMoed will mean after Shas Shishis. I mean after the time of beer, at a time that it's normal to have to do beer, and it's going from Zion Shois, the beginning of the seventh hour, all the way until Pesach. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis asked the kasha from the tzad loshen, and therefore Tosis learned that it means a different thing. Toich ha-moyer, Tosis says, Hainu mitchila sheva ad soif ha-pesach. That's called Toich ha-moyer, and l'chorim moyer would mean time of Isser, or it could even be referring to moyer of Pesach, and l'acha moyer would be l'acha Pesach. That's how Tosis will learn the Chacham. So according to Tosis, it comes out that the Chacham were mechayyid to do one bedika l'oilu till next Pesach. All the way till next Pesach. So if you didn't do a bedika and Pesach is over, a person is mechayyid to do a bedika all the way till next Pesach. L'acham moed. There's no specific time what l'acham moed means. It means all the way even till next Pesach. L'chayyid Pashas. And there's two more, Malchum and the Rishonim, how to learn this. Bamus is a steer in Rashi, like they point out on the side. I am curious Rashi, Menachem Zachsamach Zainon Beis. Rashi over there learns different. Rashi learns that the Toich HaMoed means Taka, and the Chachamim means from 7 hours. The Toich HaMoed means Taka, the sixth hour. And La'achar HaMoed means Mizayin Shoyz Lamaila. Ad la'achar Pesach, but not after Pesach. So a little bit closer to Tosfos Pshat, but still not Tosfos Pshat. Al Kaponim, according to Rashi, Sai Rashi here and Sai Rashi Menachos, you don't have a bedika after Pesach. That's for sure not. There's no such thing as one bedika l'olam person has to do till he gets it right. There's no such thing. Sai Rashi here and Sai Rashi Menachos. Just what Rashi says over there, he learns that la'achar moed actually means very strange during Pesach. La'achar moed means during the moed. But again, it doesn't mean the Moed Pesach, it means after the time. That's how it would mean according to Rashi there. Now the Maaseh, the Rif really learns the most Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if you take a look at the Rif, I didn't notice the first few times I looked at the Rif, but he's saying like Tosfos, but a little different and much more Pashut than what Tosfos says. Because if you look at the Rif says that Toich HaMoed means during Pesach, La'ach HaMoed means after Pesach, and Yud Dalet is the whole entire Yud Dalet. So that means like this. When you read the Chacham according to the Rif, Chachamim Loi Badak or Yud Dalet, Yidduk Yud Dalet. Loi Badak Yud Dalet, if you didn't check Yud Dalet, what's the Pashup Shot? The whole Yud Dalet you didn't check. Yud Dalet is including the whole Yud Dalet. So Yidduk the Toich HaMoed, then check during Pesach, Loi Badak the Toich HaMoed, Yidduk the Acha HaMoed, then after Pesach. Mamish the Mishnah Kipshutai. The Rif Lachar would be the most Pashup Shot in the Mishnah. Now, the mice in terms of what is Rashi out to do over here? Why was Rashi a nimna from the why didn't he want to learn Taishan's pshat? I mean, the Rif sure is the most partial pshat, and Taishan's very close to the Rif. And Rashi went a whole different pshat, and the kasha of Taishan said the lashon is very spher. The Chacham are using one lashon to describe the sixth hour, and Rabbi Yehuda is using a different lashon to describe the sixth hour. And Rashi didn't want that there's a bedika Toich Pesach, and certainly after Pesach didn't want to. What's Pshat in that? So Tosfos says. Tosfos says, I understand why Rashi would not have wanted to learn like me. As we know, we saw the Tosfos. The Rashi at the end of that Tosfos, Rashi lo rotzeh lefarish kein, uvnei shepirish the Mishnah, the boidkim shlo yavar v'bal yirot. Tosfos says a couple of words over here. He says, I know what Rashi wanted, because Rashi learns in the Mishnah that the reason for the Bedika is that a person should not be v'bal yirot, v'bal yimotzeh. That's the chiv of the dika that we have, is in order not to get involved in an issue there, right? So Melum, that's why he does not want to explain this, say this pshat. Now, it's not so clear exactly what Tosfos means with that, because that can mean two things, at least Rashi Bayon. Rashi Menachos says, good, we understand Rashi doesn't want a bedika after Pesach, but Rashi Bayon is saying two things. One, I don't want a bedika after Pesach. Two, I don't want a bedika during Pesach, whatever way you want to say it. So what's the main thing that Rashi doesn't want there to end up being? A bedika during Pesach? He has a problem with that, he would have been okay with, but just the way he has to learn, it comes up as no bedika on Pesach. So what's the ikar point over here? So the Marsha comes to explain, there's a few ways to understand Rashi. So the Marsha over here explains Rashi. Marsha says that that in Rashi is that Rashi held that according to the Chacham, it wouldn't be advisable the boidik during Pesach. So Enichanami, in his man of Isser, the Gemara already says that Shema Yevul Oichle is not a concern according to the Chachamim. But nonetheless, the Rasha is going to explain that on Pesach, Lemaisa, we would not want to do a bedik even according to Chacham. So how is that? The Rasha explains like this, because he says Lemaisa, since Rashi says in the Mishnah the whole bedik is that you shouldn't be over Bal Yiroah. On Yom Tov Gufa, he shouldn't be boydik. Why? Because Ashur needs, I mean, if you read inside, it's very not clear exactly what he's saying. L'chari is based on a couple of things. One thing L'chari, what he means to say is, he says, look, we all know, he doesn't say this, but L'chari, this sheet of Tosfos and that Chafal from the Aleph, we saw already, we mentioned more than once, where Tosfos learns, and other Rishonim as well, that a person will not be over Val Yiro, Val Yimotze, on Chomet She'en Yadua. Tosfos, that Chafal of Dibra Maso, the Iyash Me'inon, and there the Achmoin and the Marshal and the Tnei Yeshua speak out. About it doesn't mean to say, if I know I have chomet, but I don't know where it is in my house. No. We're not going to go that far. But I'll go, I don't know if I have chomet. If I don't know if I even possess chomet, so it turns out that I did own chomet, it doesn't matter. Not over value wrong. That's what Tosfos says here. Marsha, I'll see that idea. Marsha, let me explain you, Pshat and Rashi, how we're understanding the chomet. But if I don't know if I have chomet, so in the meantime, I'm not going to do a bedikah. And I don't know if I have chomet. I don't know. So am I everybody wrong? Not everybody wrong. Harris says, what's going to happen? Maybe I'm going to find something on Pesach. So you want me to do Bedikah in order that I should not find something. Good, look, I didn't take advantage of what Chum told me. They told me to do Bedikah here, there, and there. Pesach already started. I didn't do my Bedikah. But we're going to say, don't do Bedikah during Pesach. Why? If I don't know that I own Chumet, not everybody wrong yet. So what are you going to tell me? Be voided during Pesach in order that you should find it. But he says, what's going to happen if you find it? If you find it, you'll get in trouble. Because now if I find it, I know about it. If I know about it, I'll be over. She's going to tell me, yeah, but l'maisa ba'esem, a person is allowed to be served for them Pesach, and even if you want to say he can't be served, akofonim, he could be mefarer and zoro l'ruach, sometimes it happens to be that the shtimah shloshim the mechaber, as we saw a while ago, the mechaber says that we're noyik pashtis just to be kofal ha'akli if you find it on yontif. Happens to be. So Marsha says that Mashal says, therefore, if you're going to find that chametz on Pesach, it's going to come out that there's going to be a time. So even could be, he doesn't mention it, even could be, let's say you'll burn it. Let's say you'll hold that you could burn it on Pesach. Or you can't do that, you'll throw it to Yan. But that small time, I'm going to be over by your own. So what's the point? Let it be a situation of chametz en yidua, chametz that he doesn't know about, and he's better off like that. What are you going to tell him? New Pesach started already. You didn't take advantage of what Chum told you, so do a bedikah now at least, because you shouldn't be over by your own. No. We hold like Tosfos, we'll say that Rashi holds like Tosfos Dachafala, that if Chomet Shein Yadua is not over, the cold man that it's Shein Yadua, and he doesn't know that he has, not that he has it, but he doesn't know where it is. He doesn't even know if he owns it, the flaw. He's not over. He'll get himself into trouble if he finds it, because there might be a small time, I mean, it's going to take some time until he gets rid of his Chomet, even if he has a way to get rid of it. He'll be over Bal Yirah at that point. That's what the Marsha basically wants to say. Now, L'maisa, there's two big problems on the Marsha. And that is, Bamis, he said, no, because he fears us. He says, so what are we doing? We're saying, according to the Chachamim, Mishay Shay to the Milo, from 6 hours and on until Pesach, beginning of the 7th until Pesach, there, according to the Chachamim, that's the last time, Lach HaMoyed, that's what we're calling Lach HaMoyed, according to Rashi. Be Boydik then. He makes a point to say, because we know you're not over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, if you find it then, otherwise this whole chat doesn't work. He has to, we know you're not over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, then, one, like it's Mukach from Rashi, and that you'd base him a base. On Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that there the Gemara is talking Shaloi B'Shas B'Yuroi, B'Shas B'Yuroi, different Lashonos. Rashi B'Kitzer, Mamish, exact opposite Machlokes with Tosfos. Rashi learned that Shaloi B'Shas B'Yuroi, that Shas B'Yuroi. Rashi in different Machlokes, third wide line, Shaloi B'Shas B'Yuroi. Rashi in that Rashi says that Shas B'Yuroi, the time to do Berachomis, Rashi learns that from 7 hours and onwards. The Chila 7 until Pesach, that's called Shas B'Yuroi. Zok Marsha, you see from that Rashi that he's holding it out over Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotze. Why are you calling it a time? That's the time to burn it. So L'maisa Tosfos over there learns Mamish Punk Farkas. Tosfos like, Karen, no, that's called Shaloi B'Shas B'Yuroi. The only thing that's called Shas B'Yuroi is the 6th hour, not after that. That's Shaloi B'Shas B'Yuroi. So Zok Marsha, so that's how I know you're not going to be over Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotze from 6 hours and onward. The Shaila is, the problem is, if you look at a Rashi and really the Mishnah Berurah, in Sharatin, in Tav Tzadi Gimel, that's where it is, where I found it, the Tav Mem Gimel. So he says, look at Rashi and Dav Dalad Amid Aleph. He doesn't talk about the Marsha or Yudbeis, he says, some of the Shitas Rashi, you'll see Dalad Amid Aleph hold that a person is Taka Oyver Bal Yirah from Zayin, from Sheish and Lamaira, from Chila Sheva. Take a look at Rashi, Bain Lurev Meir, Dalad Amid Aleph, Bain Lurev Meir, Bain Lurev Yehuda. So, Chomet ain't an oster min ha'Torah bibal yiro'o ubachila elam yishay shoy. Yishavru yishay shoy. Rashi said Mefurish over there, Charity doesn't even make, it's not a topic, it's clear. He says, that's Rashi, Dalaram and Aleph, hold, Shay Shay Savamala, a person is Taka Oyver Bal Yirah. And he brings also Rashi and Baba Kamda, Slav Tess on the days, that Rashi says they're Mefurish, exactly the same thing. That from Shay Shay Savamala, a person is Oyver Bal Yirah. So according to that, again, Mashah is some sort of deek in your days and days, you have to see, but two Rashi say Mefurish, that a person Taka is Oyver Bal Yirah, Bal Yimosa, from Soif Shay Savamala. So the Pshat and Marsha will be very smart to say in Rashi. When it will be a dua. In other words, the Marsha is saying, it's no risk to check for it, because even if it will turn into chomet that I'll know about now, it's not a problem. Why? Because not Pesach yet. No problem. Not Pesach yet. Very nice. But we see Rashi says in the Purush in two places that a person like it is, Shitas Rashi is over Bishay Shulamalam. And another Shaila is the way the Karnari Aim asks the Shaila on the Marsha. He says, look, Lamaisom Taisan Chav Tesan Bey says, we mentioned this place before also, Taisan says that Mikama Chiach Ri, Taisan is on the Gemara there, Taisan brings the Shita of Ri, Shamasha Chomet to Pesach, the Daitai Levaroi, Eina Oyvi Voice Shia. Taisan Chav Tesan Bey is towards the bottom, Mamish right at the bottom. Taisan brings the Shita of the Ri, that a person who holds Chomet to Pesach, the Daitai Levaroi, he's keeping it only because, for whatever reason, he can't get rid of it right now. But Almanas to get rid of it, Almanas Levaroi, Taka not over. Look at the Karnari Aim. Look, if we go like that, Taisis, there's not going to be a problem. What's all Pshat of the Marsha? Marsha is saying a Pshat over here. No, on Pesach, again, some of the big trouble. That's what Rashi is trying to avoid, because it will become from Chomet any Yadua into Chomet Yadua. It's very nice. I'll find it. And then what? If this guy's looking after Chazal of the Sharfai, so for sure when he finds it, we'll see. I'm going to get rid of it. And if you hold like that, it's not going to be a problem. So what's the Pshat of Marsha? He doesn't fear us, but I mean, I guess he's saying, so could be Rashi hold like that, so therefore what's the Pshat of the Marsha? Well, if you remember, we spoke out on Dalet on the Beis, on Bav on the Beis, over there in the Sugya of Rabbi Yehuda Merava, Bodek Sarah Sheyivato, and there the Gemara says, why do you have to be Mevato? When you find it, you'll be Mevato. Gemara says, oh, maybe you'll find Gluska Yopi, and I'll have his dash on it. Above and base. Over there, Rashi says a lashon. Rashi dibra maskel v'daiti lavei chashuvehi ve'enov v'chos aleilu sarfoi u'mash afilu rega echad v'nimtoi v'alev bal yira. Rashi's command mefurish that he holds like Tosfos on Chav Tes on the base. And Taka, I saw there back then we mentioned the Tzlach says Taka and that's Rashi. He said yes. Rashi holds like this Tosfos on Chav Tes on the base. So the Shita of Rashi, not only the Karnari Aim, it could be Rashi holds like that. Rashi above and base. Command says mefurish that Shita. Like Tosfos Kadri on Chav Tes on days that Masha comes from Nas Kavaro is taken out of problem, it's not over. So the mail is very spread. The Pshat of Marsha and Rashi, why Rashi would doesn't want that there should be a Bedika on Pesach, because he says it was a Chometz and Yedua, and now it's going to turn to Chometz and Yedua, and he's going to be in trouble. The other value wrong. The Chayyur is very spread from Rashi on Vav and the Beis. Oh, so according to this, it's not saying necessarily why you don't need a Vedika after Pesach. But the eager point is that on Pesach, there's no point of Vedika. You're getting yourself into bigger trouble. Why after Pesach could be Mamela? Since he couldn't learn the Lashon like that, so Mamela came out that on Pesach couldn't be a Vedika. I'm sure it's not going to be after Pesach. That the eager is to explain why on Pesach there shouldn't be a Vedika, according to the way this Marsha is explaining what Tosfos says, Pshat and Rashi. Since Rashi learned because of Bal Yiroa, so that's what this is coming to explain. Now, the Maisa. So, no, Rashi is very smart. No, the Karnari asks. It's very smart what the Marsha is saying. Because Marsha's whole Yisoid is only, what's his whole thing? I'm going to find it, and now I made it from Chomet She'en Yadua into Chomet Tat Yadua. So now what? Why am I over anything? I'm Masha Chomet, I'm not Slavaru. And Rashi holds. The Karnari just says, Tais Chav Tes. He doesn't say Tais. He says that sheet of the Ri, so not going to be over. Good, but who said Rashi holds it? We're showing Rashi does hold it. The flat pointed out involved in the days that Rashi holds that sheet of the Ri. The person he's gonna find this, why is it gonna be over? He's holding it even if he's not gonna get rid for a few minutes. So what? But he's holding Almanas Lavari, so what's the problem? So maybe let's share what the Marsha says to Shad and Rashi, why Rashi wouldn't want it that there should be a Bedika on Pesach. Even in the sheet of the Chacham. So Maisa, so therefore really the Ikr Pshat is this says in short, he says, so you know what the Pshat and Rashi is? The Pshat and Rashi would, in the Chachamim, why we don't want a Bedika on Pesach, would be like the Ran. Well, so the Ran says that what's taka the pshat in such a shita of Rashi that we wouldn't want a bedika on Pesach? He says because the Gemara says that we're not choishes of Shem Yavala Yichlod. That's the whole shita of the Chacham. You could do it in a zman of Isser. Why? Because kol atma is toy the love of sarfa. He's not going to come to eat it. So the Ram says that the pshat is that ain't chanami for Isser lav before Pesach is not cursed. We're not going to be choishes Shem Yavala Yichlod. But Isser cursed, the Ram says we would say possibly Shem Yavala Yichlod even after the svaras that the Gemara gives. The Chacham are holding that you could do a bedikin as man of Isser, but not Issacharis. And that's why the Karim says, I like the Ran's pshat. That would be the best pshat in Rashi, why Taki wouldn't want to be doing a bedikin on Pesach. But again, to explain that why Rashi doesn't want that there should be a bedikin on Pesach. Both the Ran's pshat and both the Marsha's pshat. But, Amaisa, Marshal F, Marshal on Toysis, Azoi. Rashal says, one second. Tosfos says that I understand why Rashi doesn't want to say that there doesn't want to learn the way I'm learning in the Chacham, that the Bedika on Pesach, the Bedika after Pesach. But why? Because Rashi holds the Bedika is for Bal Yiroh, Bal Yemotze. It shouldn't be over Bal Yiroh, Bal Yemotze. So, frankly, Rashal, how do we even get started in Tosfos? One second. Well, Chayra over here, it has to be that you anyhow were Mevatel, the Chum. This is how the Marshal starts. So the Marshal starts off and he says, look, it has to be your Mevat of the Chumet. Because what does the Gemara say? The Chacham said, Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't let you do Bedikah in his man of Isra. The guy didn't do Bedikah. Boy, I'm sorry, there's nothing you could do and you're not allowed to do Bedikah after that. Why not? Because Achshash, maybe when he's doing a Bedikah, which really have a far, the Chacham said that he's also going to get rid of it, not, but still maybe he's going to come to eat it. If you weren't Mevatala, you can be over Bal Yirah Bal Yemotze. For sure. So if you're going to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yemotze, if you weren't Mevatala, so what kind of svar is the Gemara going to give for Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't Marshal must be that we're talking Yisamazoi, you're Mevatala. That's for sure we have to say. That's the Mishnah for sure you're Mevatala. So the Marshal asks, Akasha, if we're Taka have to say that the Mishnah is going that you were Mevatala, so then what does Tosfos say in Rashi? Doesn't answer anything for Rashi. What is he answering? I know why Rashi doesn't want to learn like me. Rashi has to learn that according to Chacham, the last Bedikah you could do is up until Pesach. Not more than that. Why? Because Rashi learns the whole Bedikah is to get out of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yemotzer. The Bedikah over here is not saving you from Bal Yiroh, Bal Yemotzer anyhow because you were saved from it, the fact you're Mevatala. That's the Mashal F. Now, Stamazay to understand Mashal is very, very big Tarachin because if you remember, Marshal, we had a Marshal on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So it was Machlokes Marshal, where in Rashi Divrei Hamaskil, Afilu Reish Hashanah Nami. The other was there was the Shaila had to learn Rashi. Rashi said the Chi Hoder Baby Made Pesach. When the guy will come back during Pesach, Over Aleh he'll be over. But he Shaita Lav Bishusehu. At that time, won't be in his rishus to be mevatel. Sharei iser hanahu ve'ener shalot, because iser hanah is not his. He can't be mevatel. Rashi says these words: ukshere eyu over aleh, and when he'll see it, he's over on it. So Marshal, if you remember back then, we're both coming to explain what is Rashi talking over here. What's the case? Is it chometz yidua? The Marshal said, yeah, it could be with chometz yidua, but the mahalach would be it's like a mapolus. As Morris says, mapolus dafches. It has a law that it's closed up from him. It's okay. So too, when he's away, it's also like my poilus. But it's really chometz yidua. That's what Marshal learns. Marshal says, no. Really, it's talking about a case of chometz and yidua. He doesn't know if he has chometz. And if he doesn't know that he has chometz, it's Marshal and Rashi. Not above and out. If he doesn't know if he has chometz, he's not going to be over in anything. Marshal says this. And because here he's first in his power, he doesn't know if such an idea of a flaw. He's mechadish? Nope. Very good. Really, Taka didn't know about it. Taka will find out. When he'll have it, then Taka will be over. The cold man that he doesn't know about it, he doesn't have it. He's not going to be over. He doesn't know that he has it. So it's a shtickle pellet because the steam of flush of the Marshal over there. If you look inside, Marshal right away makes Hanukkah and she does Rashi. He says it has to be the mission over here is speaking with Mevatel. Because if you weren't Mevatel, you can be over by Iran. There's no way the Gemara could say a svar if somebody ever likely let you use it. How does it stem? So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mari the Shiloh. Because Marshal himself said in Das Rashi in Da'av Vav Medalas, is that over? Shikas Rashi. Here he's clearly, he starts off saying he doesn't understand what Tosfos wants. Taisa says Rashi couldn't explain like me because Rashi holds Bedikah is all to get out of Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata. That's why Rashi has to learn this way. It's not going to be on Pesach and not going to be after Pesach. Marshal, for 1 second. Even though we must say, Dr. Marshal, that over here you anyhow weren't Mevatalit.
Why?
Because if you weren't Mevatalit, so then you're going to be over in Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata. Here you're talking about Chomesh and Yadur. That's the case here. Guy cleaned up his house. He's doing a bedikah like the Bnei Yeshua keeps on speaking out time and time again. What's the bedikah for? Chayrin is stuck. That's what bedikah is for. Not for bread on the table. Bedikah is for chayrin is stuck. For all the little places that you didn't see. He cleaned up. He got rid of all his chomesh. Now he has to look and look and look and look. I mean, he doesn't know if he has it. So why did Marshal have to start off saying that he was the Shur Mevatel of it? If the Shaila needs to be dealt with, if Shlomo Zalman has Mahalach, I mean, for Shlomo, right here, he has Mahalach to answer up how the two Marshal stim. But I'll be passionate, and the truth is, Bnei Yeshua, on this, after a stickle, on this Gemara, he brings the Marshal and Marshal, and he says, yeah, this is already a big machloik is amongst the Rishonim, if Chomesh and Yedua, you're over now. Meaning, putting the Marshal on the side, if Chomesh and Yedua, you're not going to be over. Which is a fellow. The Marshal is coming to explain in Rashi, and the Rashi in Bava Menalti already said that sheet is Rashi, not going to be over. Okay, we'll leave that at Tzorachin. But therefore, the Marshal says, that nonetheless I could understand Taisus very well. Okay, I'll tell you what. He says an idea which we've heard a couple of times, that what? That even in Rashi, in a Chanami, it's not only out Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata, the Bedikah, they were mistaken Bedikah in the Zman of Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata, but they were not mistaken the Bedikah when it has no Shaitas of Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata. So on Pesach, if you weren't about it, could be every Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata. So middle of the year, they were mistaken Bedikah, maybe what the Ran says in Beis Medal, because maybe he's not going to be Vata Blev Sholem, but when they were mistaken, if they also had in mind Shem Yavaloichloi, that's fine, no problem. Rashi holds both things. Shem Yavaloichloi together with Bal Yirah Bal Yamata. But had it been for just the chash of Shem Yavaloichloi, they would never be mistaken. They would never be mistaken just for that chash alone. But in a man that is shy of both things, that's where they were mistaken. And that's what Tosfos means. That's what Tosfos means. The reason why Rashi, so according to the Marshal, it comes out that he's explaining in Tosfos why Rashi didn't want to have it, that there would be a Bedikah after Pesach. That's the main Nekuda that he's coming to explain. Because after Pesach, I'm not shy. What am I doing in Bedikah? Over there, the only thing I have is Shem Yavaloichloi. And what Rashi needs is, I'll perform two things. Shem Yavaloichloi, that's fine. Shem Yavaloichloi. I also need that it has to be his man that shy has to be every Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata. So, that's how the Marshal explained it. According to this, this is a good explanation in the Rashi Menachos too. Because Rashi Menachos learned that according to Chacham, there's a Bedikah on Pesach, no Bedikah after Pesach. The equal point of the Marshal is to explain why we wouldn't want a Bedikah in Rashi after Pesach. And that's what Tosfos means when Tosfos says, since Rashi learned Bal Yirah, Bal Yamata, he wouldn't want to learn my Pesach. What's bad about your Pesach? A Bedikah after Pesach is what's no good. That would be the equal thing that Tosfos is coming to explain according to Marshal.
But he's not coming to explain Rashi here.
No, he is. But what's going to come out, if there can't be a Bedikah after Pesach, so he's learning right away. This chat has to say that, okay, we have to learn it all different. And Moed cannot be referring to Pesach at all. As he's talking about Zmanis. So maybe we wind up saying that it means Sheish versus after Sheish. Even though, again, there is a Mahalal to learn that Moed doesn't refer to Pesach, we still couldn't include Pesach with Rashi. But it seems to be coming, his ikra is, we don't want to wind up with the pshat, the ikra is that there can't be a Bedikah. And this Mahalach of Marshal will let us understand Rashi and Menachos too. Rashi and Menachos is fine with this pshat. Mashenik, and according to the pshat of Marshal, we don't understand Rashi and Menachos. But his whole point is not to have a Bedikah on pace. That's what the whole Marshal was coming to explain. Now the Emes, according to this, he says, the Marshal says, the Bnei Yeshua really speaks down the Bin Mitzach. And he keeps him, so he brings it up again and again. Bnei Yeshua says, he always says that Rashi has also Al Shem Yavaloichloi, not only because of Bal Yirah, also Pshat of Shem Yavaloichloi, Rashi also holds of that. So, Mela, once we say what the Marshal is saying, we could say maybe a little bit more Pasha, but also the Marshal is very Shvar, like we said. He's saying something, he says to himself that she tells the Shitas Rashi. The word Shitas Rashi is not like he's saying right now. But, so once we're going there and saying the Marshal's Pshat, and we're able to say it because we know that Rashi holds that there were Misak and Bedikah for Bal Yirah and also Shem Yavaloichloi, we'll say Pnei Yeshua's Pshat. Pnei Yeshua says, I'll tell you Pshat over here. He says, I'm not going to say a Pshat like Taisus. It's different. Marshal was working within Taisus. He says, the Pshat is going to be very simple. Well, what he means, what all the Rishonim are bothered by in Taisus not all of the Shem Pais Vishant, others, the Ran over here, the Ritva Chadashim, they're all trying to explain what's Pshat in Pais Vishakha. Pais Vishakha says, according to Hacham, there's a B'dika after Pesach. Which, like we said before, it could be a B'dika all the way up to the next Pesach. What's this B'dika that you're doing after Pesach? So Bishlam, if we held that Chomet Shavuot and Pesach will be an issue d'oraisa, so then I understand it. But Chomet Shavuot and Pesach is not an issue d'oraisa. At best, it's an issue d'rabbana. And in the case that I was mivatzlet, according to Rav Poiskim, it's not even an issue at all. So, only Al Tarama maybe will do tricks, and Al Shem Yevalech is not going to have that trick. So what all the Rishonim are trying to figure out, what Pshat and Tosfos, why I would have a B'dika after Pesach, that's exactly Pshat and Rashi. That's why we don't want to wind up with a B'dika after, and this will all be working with Rashi, not the Suf. Because we just have to figure out why there cannot be a B'dika after Pesach. Because it doesn't make any sense. We pass them like Rav Shimon, it's only a Dinder Rabbanan and Al Taknas, and Shema Yevalechle is a Suffolk, maybe I'm going to eat it. So it's a Suffolk Rabbanan Lakul. So the Mela, he said that's why Rashi did not want to say this chat, and therefore, Rashi said this his chat just to get out of that doichik what comes out from learning Tosfos. Yeah, because maybe I'll come loyal. So what? We passed on like a Shimon. And he says, the frat, he mentioned this Marshal. According to Marshal, the whole thing is talking about a B'dika. Why Xero is Xero? So something on a Durabon. There's a Dindar Bunny for sure not allowed to come Shavuot and Pesach. Right? You think you don't even know if you have that. Come here. It's double talk. Yeah, it's like a flex thing. Yeah. What? Yeah. Kosha can't involve Mavatla. That's the way the Marshal wants
to. If
he wasn't Mavatla, it's still also the Rabon. If Shimon says, come Shavuot and Pesach, come to the snap. So the Nela, Pesach is very simple, very practical. But all those Rishonim are trying to figure out why you'd have a B'dika after Pesach is exactly what Rashi doesn't like. So therefore Rashi will learn, which, again, like I said, it fits for Rashi and Nachas too. And, we'll stop there. But really, the Marshal over here, I'm not going to go into now. The Marshal over here has a Mahal from the Sugya. Then he says, you don't have to learn like the Marshal. And for sure, our Sugya is speaking Taka without Bittul. And he works it out like that. All right,
sure.